Hi, and welcome to the 7th episode of Boosting Your E-Commerce Journey. This is Himanshu Parab, your host, with the 7th episode of the podcast. In today's episode, we will discuss the top 5 e-commerce trends and predictions. This for the benefits of merchants who would like to sell the products online and grow their brand. For listeners who have joined us for the first time, just to give you my background, being in technology in India and US for 25 years in software development. This includes both product development and software services. In recent times, spent a considerable time in e-commerce and we are simply loving it. One of the key reasons we started with the podcast was because in our discussion with many budding entrepreneurs who are trying to grow their business online, we noticed that there is a constant need for some form of support and direction, notably when there are obstacles or challenges along the way in e-commerce, particularly for first generation entrepreneurs. So we decided, why not reach out and share our perspective on e-commerce and possibly the way forward. All this while trying to make e-commerce fun, insightful, and engaging. Welcome again to today's podcast, where we'll be talking about e-commerce trends and predictions. As e-commerce continues to grow exponentially, it is changing the way we find products, make purchases, and in general, how business is conducted. Every year, new trends emerge that help make shopping online faster, convenient, and more personalized. Whether you run an online store or just love shopping online, we'll explore how these trends and predictions are shaping the future of e-commerce and elevating the customer experience for everyone. In today's episode, we'll discuss the top 5 trends followed by the top 5 predictions, which I think will have the most impact. Here again, our focus will be more on what will have the most impact to business overall. The first trend in today's discussion, which is mobile shopping, is something I'm sure most agree, just because it's already an ongoing success story. However, I'm calling it out just because of the sheer impact it has and will continue to have on business overall. A recent study conducted by Forbes suggests that global mobile commerce sales are expected to exceed $3 trillion by 2027. Mobile commerce, which includes smartphones and tablets for online shopping and payments, has already seen a rapid growth and is not a secret anymore. However, the numbers predicted are astonishing. It has been also said through some sources that over 60% of all e-commerce transactions are made through smartphones. Keeping that in mind, almost all marketplaces have built their mobile apps, and individual merchants are, at minimum, ensuring that their stores are rendered on mobile devices. Quite honestly, the trend isn't any new, but the impact is staggering and hence worth mentioning. The second trend that I would like to highlight is omnichannel presence. Omnichannel retail is all about making shopping a seamless and consistent across different platforms. Imagine you're shopping for a new pair of shoes. You might see an ad on social media, check out the store's website, and even visit the physical store. All this without any confusion or hassle to the buyer. Businesses are using various channels like their own e-commerce sites, popular marketplaces, physical stores to reach out to customers. By promoting your brand across channels, you give customers more ways to discover, learn about the products. Omnichannel is like having multiple touch points to catch a customer's eye, making sure you never miss out on what the merchants have to offer. An example for me would be Lifestyle. Lifestyle is a fashion and lifestyle store in India, which tries to make shopping easy, whether you are online or in their physical stores. You can check out and buy the latest clothes and home decor items on their website or on the app. After shopping online, you can choose to have the purchase delivered to your home or pick them up at the nearby store. And there are many such brands. The point I'm trying to highlight here is how brands are effectively using an omnichannel presence to identify various touch points to reach out to the buyers while building the brand value and loyalty. The third trend on the list is personalized subscriptions. Personalized subscription models are becoming increasingly popular in e-commerce as they offer tailored experience to customers based on preferences and behaviors. This approach not only enhances the customer satisfaction, but also helps boost loyalty and customer retention. An example that comes to my mind is Box8. Box8 provides meal subscription plans with focus on convenience and variety. Customers can select preferences based on their dietary restrictions. This could be being vegetarian or vegan, and adjust their delivery schedules. Boxed uses customer feedback to offer new meal options and personalize future deliveries. This approach ensures customer receives meals that align with their dietary preferences and schedules, making it easier to stick to a healthy eating habit. There are benefits to it as well for Boxed. You know, it provides them a regular income, a loyal customer base, cost savings, and also oftentimes extra sales. The fourth on the list and is often the favorite of the buyers is the customer loyalty program. Customer loyalty programs are designed to reward repeat customers and encourage continued engagement with a brand. These programs often offer incentives such as points, discounts, exclusive offers, or early access to products. By enhancing the value proposition of loyal customers, brands can increase the retention rates, drive repeat purchase, and foster a long-term relationship. A good example of this would be the Starbucks Rewards program. Starbucks Rewards is known as one of the top loyalty programs with highly engaged members. CNN, I believe, had reported in 2022 that the program had around 28.7 million active members, which had grown by 16% from the previous year. This growth had obviously boosted Starbucks sales by encouraging repeat purchases. The fifth on the list is selling internationally. Here I'm referring to those companies that have established themselves as e-commerce platforms in their existing region, be it India, and then trying to sell internationally. Companies are leveraging online platforms to reach customers worldwide now. This approach helps businesses overcome local market limitations and tap new revenue streams. This by expanding the reach, they can access diverse customer base, increasing brand visibility, and scale operations more efficiently. In my mind, in India, a Nykaa and a Lenskart are good examples. Nykaa, as we all know, is a beauty and wellness e-commerce platform that has now ventured into the international markets, focusing on bringing Indian beauty products to global customers. At the present time, they are targeted UAE and other Middle Eastern countries. Similarly with Lenskart, which has done phenomenally well in India, has tried to venture out, expanded their operations to other several international markets, which includes Middle East and Southeast Asian countries, aiming to leverage the global demand for affordable and stylish eyewear in their instance. Now that we have discussed the top 5 trends, I will also touch on the top 5 predictions. I will share the predictions with a caveat though. Here, these predictions are somewhat explored in the industry today, but according to me, they are used sparingly in bits and pieces and definitely not to their full potential, which is what I predict is going to change in the next 2 to 3 years. So here it goes. The first prediction, an obvious one for me personally, is the use of chatbots. Personally, I think they have been sparingly used in the industry, but I think and I predict it's going to change. A study by Smartbots suggest around 67% of the business leaders experience an increase in their sales by using chatbots. Chatbots provide instant response, manage and answer complex queries, reduce human effort, and there are much more benefits along with it. It has been also said that companies that implement AI chatbots achieve up to 3 times higher sales conversion than those using conventional website forms. This thanks to their personalized and real-time engagement chatbots. To put an example around it, I think we've heard about H&M, a fashion retailer based in Sweden. They recently designed chatbots that help users by asking them simple questions about their style preferences. And based on that, chatbot showed them pictures to choose from. Using this information, chatbot creates a personalized fashion profile, suggests outfits, and then directs users to where they can buy those items. The second on the list of predictions is AI and ML, artificial intelligence and machine learning in e-commerce. AI in e-commerce, in simple terms, refers to the use of intelligent algorithms to automate processes, personalize shopping experience, and enhance the overall customer engagement. We spoke about chatbot. AI is widely used in tasks such as customer support, personalized recommendation, and product searches. Machine learning helps e-commerce platforms learn from customer data by looking at things like customer behavior, past purchases, and preferences. ML or machine learning can recommend products that are more likely to interest the shoppers, adjust the prices to match the demand, and even predict what customers might want to buy next. We could plan a full episode on AI and ML, but for now, in simple terms, it makes online shopping smarter, predictable, and more personalized, which leads to an elevated customer experience, building loyalty, and generating higher revenues. An example would be Spotify, which in my mind grossed around 11.5 billion in terms of the premium service subscription in 23, which was up by 12.8% higher than the previous year. Premium services brought around 87% of Shopify's total revenue for the year. AI had a significant contribution to their overall growth. This could be as simple as creating playlist or selecting tracks based on behaviors, musical taste, and preferences. With consumers becoming more environmentally conscious, we predict in the coming years, consumers would look for more eco-friendly, focused e-commerce platforms and products while making their buying decisions. And that is our prediction for prediction number three, which is eco-friendly e-commerce. This trend, though, has not caught up as much in India, marginally to some extent. We predict things will change, particularly in certain segments in the next couple of years. Eco-friendly e-commerce focuses on minimizing the environmental impact through sustainable practices across various aspects of the online shopping experience. This includes reducing the packaging waste, offering eco-friendly products, utilizing renewable energy, and promoting sustainable practices through the supply chain. And environmental concerns grow, both consumers and brands will increasingly prioritize sustainability, making eco-friendly e-commerce an essential trend. An example would be Better Homes, an Indian e-commerce brand specializing in eco-friendly home products. They offer a range of products like biodegradable cleaning supplies, reusable kitchen items, and natural personal care products. Their packaging is minimal and recyclable, and they emphasize on products made from sustainable material. By focusing on eco-friendly products and sustainable packaging, Better Home appeals to environmentally conscious consumers and supports a greener living. My fourth prediction would be drones for delivery. Drones help reduce the delivery time significantly, especially at hard to reach or remote areas. Drones have typically lower carbon footprint compared to traditional delivery vehicles, aligning with increasing consumer demand for sustainable practices. I know we have the Garuda Aerospace based in Hyderabad for drones. Zomato had tried it for food delivery in Bangalore. But more importantly, giving a live example, if I had read correctly, sometime in 2019, kidney was transported using drones from one hospital to another over a distance of around 3 miles. That successful flight had a major breakthrough in medical transportation, which I believe showed that drones could be used to deliver important medical supplies, potentially covering long distance in future. The last prediction and rather lively trend for me is live e-commerce. Live e-commerce is an emerging trend where retailers and influencers sell products directly to consumers through live streaming platforms. It hasn't caught up in India as much, but things are again predicted to change in specific industries. During a live e-commerce event, a host showcases products, provides demonstrations, for example, for cosmetics like lipsticks or makeups, answers questions from viewers, and sometimes offers limited time deals to encourage purchases. Customers can click on the links during the stream to purchase any of the products instantly. An example would be Alibaba's Taobao Live in China. During that event, collaborators and influencers come together Brand collaborators and influencers come together to host live stream where they showcase everything from fashion to electronics. Viewers can ask questions in real time and see how products are used. Live e-commerce has been growing globally with platforms like Amazon Live, Facebook Live incorporating similar features, providing a complete immersive shopping experience that blends, more importantly, entertainment, social interaction, and retail. Finally, as we draw closer to concluding this episode, I would like to summarize that e-commerce continues to evolve rapidly, driven by emerging trends and technological innovations. Mobile shopping, omnichannel experience, personalized subscription models, and more are shaping how business interacts with their customers, providing convenience, flexibility, and seamless shopping experience across platforms. As we conclude this episode, I would like to close by saying that e-commerce trends and predictions not only provide a roadmap to adjust to the constantly shifting e-commerce landscape, but more importantly, identifying opportunities for growth. This particularly is true and most relevant for merchants who want to grow in the e-commerce space. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you found this episode insightful. Kindly share this podcast with your friends and colleagues who you think might find it useful. Also, it helps us reach more listeners. If you'd like to reach out to us, we can also be reached at info@buildmymart.com, an e-commerce platform that helps small and medium businesses build, launch, and manage their online store at an affordable price. Join us next week and also share with us your suggestions on newer topics in e-commerce and that you would like to explore. Till then, keep exploring e-commerce and have fun while at it. Cheers, signing off, your host Himanshu Parab. Thank you and bye-bye.